Welcome to Camp Codger. I'm Gary Ebersole. You may be a bit surprised to be hearing from us again. After all, didn't we just say goodbye a few weeks ago? Are the Codgers back in the game? The short answer is maybe. This is an experiment and may end up being a very short comeback tour. When we decided to wrap up the Camp Codger podcast, I had convinced myself that I was ready to move on. However, to be honest, a lot of my retirement identity was wrapped up in Camp Codger. In our circle of friends, we were the old guys that did the podcast for seniors. Most folks thought that was pretty cool. So did we. But I rather miss producing Camp Codger. So, after much pondering as well as consulting with my fellow Codgers, I decided to relaunch what I'm calling Camp Codger 2.0. This version of Camp Codger will be different in several ways. First, the Codger participation will be different. Randy has moved into the role of Codger Emeritus, perhaps appearing in a short episode on occasion. Richard wants to take a less active role, not driven by the demanding weekly publishing schedule we followed for 17 months with Camp Codger 1.0. I completely agree with that sentiment. In the new Camp Codger, episodes will be published pretty much when we jolly well feel like it. Frequently enough to stay engaged with our listeners, but not so often that doing Camp Codger feels like a job. After all, we are retiring, right? With Randy retired and Richard's participation reduced, that leaves me, the Chief Codger, responsible for most of the content we'll be producing for Camp Codger 2.0. Richard may contribute the occasional short solo episode on a topic that strikes his fancy, or he and I might engage in a conversation on a topic that grabs our attention. We're leaving the topics wide open at this point. What you can expect is that we will continue to focus on topics that are relevant to our fellow baby boomers, and we may frequently touch on subjects that are more controversial. If you don't agree with our opinions in an episode that we publish, we're counting on you to tell us where we went wrong, or just maybe let us know when we hit the mark and tell your friends about the new Camp Codger. As a rule, you can expect these episodes to be shorter, ideally under 10 minutes. Don't be surprised if some are just a few minutes long. After all, nobody really wants to listen to an old codger drone on endlessly, even if he speaks in the most dulcet of tones. You can think of what we will be publishing for Camp Codger 2.0 as opinion pieces delivered as Goldilocks-style audio essays. Not too long, not too short, just the right length for the topic at hand. Finally, our audience expectations are now far more realistic. Our main motivations for bringing back Camp Codger are personal. We enjoy the creative process of producing episodes, and we think we have something to share with our friends. Even if we only have a small audience that appreciates what we have to say, life is still good. Thanks for listening. As always, give us your thoughts in the comments section below, or drop us an email at campcodger@gmail.com. Look for our first real episode of Camp Codger 2.0 in a few days, where I peer into the land of the very old.